This is Passport to Texas. According to Dr. Randy Simpson, kangaroo rats are...
They're about the handsomest rodent that you can find.
The problem is you can't find them, at least not many of them anyway. Simpson is Wildlife Biology Program Director at Texas State. During a Parks and Wildlife TV segment airing next week on PBS, graduate students, including Silas Ott, survey the species near the Texas-Oklahoma border.
So it does seem to be pretty rare geographically. It's only been found in 11 counties in Texas, and within the past 20 years, only found in 5 of those 11 counties.
Ott and his cohorts locate fresh burrows and set up traps and cameras. Dr. Simpson.
Are we seeing just the last vestiges, populations that are hanging on? We don't know. I think that's the reason Texas Parks and Wildlife and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service want to find that out.
Nathan Raines is a wildlife diversity biologist with Parks and Wildlife. He's assisting Texas State and says the agency helped to fund the research through its grant program.
It's obviously declining. We don't have a lot of great information on this species, so we're trying to learn as much as we can. But it's a species that we're concerned about, and it's been a concern for a while.
Catch the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV segment, Hop for the Future, next week on PBS. Check your local listings. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and funds kangaroo rat surveys and management in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.